Section 1. This segment of the class will cover transactions in the broad sense of the term, generally referring to all interactions between the website owner and the website users. We will first discuss the rapidly evolving concept of digital signatures. Then we discuss the terms of service or ClickRec user agreement, which governs the user's use of the website. We then move on to an overview of the major online payment systems. Finally, we briefly discuss legal issues related to the sale of goods online. Section 2, Digital Signatures. One of the first elements addressed in e-commerce transactions is how to guarantee that a valid contract has been entered between the parties. Assessing the validity of contracts is complicated in the internet environment because the contracts are paperless. Digital signatures are therefore essential in helping to promote e-commerce because they ensure that all parties have entered in a binding contractual agreement. Going Digital 2000. Quote, the use of digital signature technology clearly establishes the necessary evidence for the integrity of the electronic contract. If any party changes any aspect of a digitally signed document, then the digital signature verification process will identify that the document has either been changed since it was signed or that it was not signed by the party who was attributed as being the signatory. End quote. Subsection A, Overview. The issue of digital signatures is an essential consideration for an online enterprise because it allows for both consumers and businesses to enter binding agreements over the internet. How one identifies oneself over the internet is of critical concern because an online enterprise needs to ensure the authenticity, integrity, and confidentiality of the signature of signers who use the online enterprise. Assessing the validity of contracts or agreements entered online is complicated due to the paperless nature of the transaction. So it is essential that there are standards developed to ensure the security and reliability of digital signatures. Title: How does a digital signature work? The Electronic Signatures in Global and National Commerce Act broadly defines an electronic signature as, quote, an electronic sound, symbol, or process attached to or logically associated with a contract or record and executed or adopted by a person with the intent to sign the record. Under this law, an electronic signature would have the same force of law as its handwritten equivalent. Digital signatures, in contrast, are narrowly defined to only include those types of signatures that involve encryption or cryptography. Unlike a traditional signature, a digital signature would not involve the fixing of someone's name in ink on a piece of paper. Typically, digital signatures would involve the use of encryption technology. One type of encryption technology that could be used for digital signatures is asymmetric public key and private key encryption. This type of, quote, double key end quote, encryption entails the following steps. Step 1. The signer, who seeks to enter an agreement with an online enterprise, will affix his or her, quote, private key, end quote, to a particular document. The private key can be stored on the user's computer and accessed by password. The, quote, signature, end quote, produced by this private key is a number that has been generated by numerical algorithms. Step 2. The signer will also have a, quote, public key, end quote, which is widely available to anyone who wants to authenticate the document that has been signed by the signer. The public key is then used to verify that the private key belongs to the same person. It may also be used to verify that the message received is exactly the same as the message that was sent. Throughout this identification process, the actual identity of the signer is not revealed. The only concern is that the public and private key correspond. Step 3. To ensure the accuracy of the public and private keys, a certification authority may be used. The role of the certification authority is to authenticate the keys. The certification authority issues a certificate that guarantees that the holder of the public key is the same person who holds the private key. The certificate is digitally signed and date stamped by the certification authority to ensure its enforceability. Certificates may be issued at different levels of authentication. They may be issued with no effort to establish whether the key holder is indeed the person that the key holder claims to be, or keys may be issued at a level where extensive background identification is required, in which case the identity of the key holder is also being certified. Although the use of public and private key encryption is one of the more commonly discussed types of digital signatures, there are other methods of signatures that could be used. These other types are often distinguished by referring to them as electronic signatures as opposed to digital signatures. These signatures do not involve the use of public and private key encryption. Some examples of electronic signatures are 1. A smart card that is swiped through the user's computer. The smart card contains verifiable information about the user. 2. Passwords. 3. Email pictures of handwritten signatures. And 4. Signatures on digital pads using biometric technology. The use of these technologies would also be useful for an online enterprise because it helps to ensure the integrity of the transaction. The specific technology chosen may often depend on the specific legislation that has been passed in the state selected in the choice of law provisions. This is because many of these statutes limit their applicability to certain types of digital signature technology. Subsection B. What are the technical/legal limitations of digital signatures? There are both technical and legal limitations regarding the use of digital signatures. Some of the technical limitations involve ensuring that the encryption technology used is safe from hackers and forgery. Public keys may not be posted in a convenient central location, but be scattered among different certificate authorities. Certificate authorities may not be licensed or otherwise regulated for consumer protection. Also, moving to a system of digital signatures may require both time and resources on the part of both the signer and the recipient. In many instances, the signer would be a consumer who would need to invest in some encryption software and enter an agreement with the certification authority. If the cost of these services are too expensive, then the widespread adoption of digital signatures that involve encryption technology may be slower than the use of other types of electronic signatures that involve smart cards or passwords. The year 2000 served as a milestone in eliminating many of the legal limitations of digital signatures. With the passage of the Electronic Signatures in Global and National Commerce Act on June 30, 2000, the legal status of electronic signatures was recognized as binding under U.S. law. Although the importance of the federal law cannot be understated, it is also important to recognize the different laws that have been passed by state legislatures that involve electronic signatures. Addressing the differences present in state laws is important because many states impose different requirements on the applicability of electronic signatures. Subsection C, current status of the law regarding digital signatures. Title, Uniform Electronic Transactions Act. The National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, quote, NCC-USL, end quote, adopted the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act, quote, UETA, end quote, in 1999. NCC-USL adopted UETA and recommended it to states for adoption in order to establish uniformity in the law regarding transactions in e-commerce. Under UETA, an electronic signature is defined as, quote, an electronic sound, symbol, or process attached to or logically associated with a record and executed or adopted by a person with the intent to sign the record, end quote. As of April 6, 2001, UETA has been adopted by 28 states and bills have been introduced in 15 states to adopt UETA. Many states have modified their existing digital signature laws and replaced them with UETA provisions. See discussion of California law. Illinois has introduced a bill that inserts UETA provisions into their existing Electronic Security Act. Missouri has similarly introduced a bill to repeal the Missouri Digital Signatures Act and replace it with UETA provisions. According to NCC-USL, quote, the objective of UETA is to make sure that transactions in the electronic marketplace are as enforceable as transactions memorialized on paper and manual signatures, but without changing the substantive rules of law that apply. UETA is procedural, not substantive. It does not require anybody to use electronic transactions or to rely upon electronic records and signatures. End quote. An important aspect of UETA is that it is voluntary. According to NCC-USL, quote, UETA applies only to transactions in which each party has agreed by some means to conduct them electronically. Agreement is essential. Nobody is forced to conduct to electronic transactions. Parties to electronic transactions come under UEDA, but they may also opt out. They may vary, waive, or disclaim most of the provisions of UEDA by agreement. The rules in UEDA are almost all default rules that apply only in the event the terms of an agreement do not govern. End quote. The NCC USL also emphasizes the fact that UEDA should not be considered a digital signature statute, because digital signature legislation only refers to one particular type of encryption technology, and UEDA allows for various types of electronic security technology outside of encryption. Title: United States Federal Law. In June of 2000, President Clinton signed the Electronic Signatures and Global and National Commerce Act, quote, the Electronic Signatures Act, end quote, into law. The Electronic Signatures Act became effective October 1, 2000, and was meant to provide a framework for the acceptance of electronic signatures in a range of transactions where a signature is required by law. The Electronic Signatures Act defines electronic signatures broadly to include not only digital signatures, but also other types of electronic signatures which are, quote, adopted by a person with the intent to sign the record, end quote. The Electronic Signatures Act does not apply to all contracts, quote, contracts for the sale of goods would be governed by the Act, but other UCC contracts and documents would not be, end quote. Commentators have stated that the intent behind the Electronic Signatures Act was, quote, to provide a national standard for electronic commerce until all states have adopted UEDA. The lack of state uniformity in the area of state laws governing electronic signatures and records prompted the Act. Thus, in order to clarify the role that electronic signatures and records are to play in e-commerce, eSign also contains important provisions designed to preempt state laws which create barriers to e-commerce or which are inconsistent with eSign. An important issue with regard to the Electronic Signatures Act is the fact that the Act is designed to preempt state laws that are inconsistent with the Act's provisions. Most importantly, this refers to those state laws that only give legal effect to a narrower range of electronic signatures than those prescribed under the Act. Section 102A of the Electronic Signatures Act provides the instances in which a state statute can modify, limit, or supersede the Act. Quote, Section 102A. In general, a state statute, regulation, or other rule of law may modify, limit, or supersede the provisions of Section 101 with respect to state law only if such statute, regulation, or rule of law, 1, constitutes an enactment or adoption of the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act as approved and recommended for enactment in all the states by the National Conference of commissioners on uniform state laws in 1999, except that any exception to the scope of such act enacted by a state under Section 3E4 of such act shall be preempted to the extent such exception is inconsistent with this title or Title II, or would not be permitted under paragraph 2A2 of this subsection, or 2A specifies the alternative procedures or requirements for the use or acceptance, or both, of electronic records or electronic signatures to establish the legal effect, validity, or enforceability of contracts or other records if, 1, such alternative procedures or requirements are consistent with this title and Title II, and, 2, such alternative procedures or requirements do not require or accord greater legal status or effect to the implementation or application of a specific technology or technical specification for performing the functions of creating, storing, generating, receiving, communicating, or authenticating electronic records or electronic signatures, and B, if enacted or adopted after the date of the enactment of this act, make specific reference to this act. End quote. In order to avoid preemption, the above-mentioned provisions of the Electronic Signatures Act need to be considered by any state before enacting electronic signature legislation. Title: Utah. Utah was the first state to enact legislation concerning electronic signatures. The statute enacted by Utah is entitled the Utah Digital Signature Act, quote, Utah Act, end quote. The purpose was to provide uniform standards for the acceptance of digital signatures in order to facilitate e-commerce. The Utah Act was seen as essential in helping to reduce fraud and forge digital signatures. During the 2000 General Session, the Utah Legislature adopted the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act. Title: California. California originally passed digital signature legislation in 1995. The California legislation granted digital signatures the same legal effect as written signatures, as long as the digital signature, quote, 1, is unique to the person using it, 2, is capable of verification, 3, is under the sole control of the person using it, 4, is linked to data in such a manner that if the data were changed, the digital signature is invalidated, and 5, it conforms to regulations adopted by the Secretary of State, end quote. The legislature passed the digital signature regulation in 1995 and required the promulgation of regulations in order to facilitate e-commerce and communication with public entities. The California digital signature regulations were approved in June of 1998, and they provide guidelines for digital signatures specifying the coverage of the law, the acceptable technology for digital signatures, and the process for adding new technologies to the acceptable technologies. In January of 2001, California Senate Bill 97 was introduced to repeal Division 3, Part 2, Title 2.5 of the Civil Code on Electronic Transactions and replace it with a version that conforms to the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act. Subsection D. Are digital signatures needed? Digital signatures are essential to protect the authenticity, integrity, and privacy of online transactions. Online enterprises need to ensure that they receive accurate and verifiable information regarding the person who attempts to use their services. One of the largest problems for online enterprises is fraud. Various studies have shown that in the year 1999, internet businesses estimated losses at over $230 million due to credit card fraud. By utilizing some type of digital signature technology, these enterprises can seek to protect their services or goods from being fraudulently acquired. Although it is debatable whether asymmetric cryptography is the best or most feasible way to achieve this security, online enterprises need to investigate and invest in some form of digital or electronic signature technology in order to protect themselves. Digital signature technology also protects the consumer because it provides them with heightened security so that their information is protected by a private key or some other technology that is only known to the signer, thereby preventing consumers from being victims of identity theft. Preventing consumers from being victims of identity theft.